Sometimes movies do more than just bring in dollars at the box office. They occasionally have an impact on the place where they are filmed. In a sense, this movie set stretched nearly 2,500 miles, and today the backdrop of that animated movie is still bringing people from around the world to places some thought dead. We'll go to one such town on this edition of The American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground, or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans, or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Holbrook, Arizona was one of the towns connected by Route 66. It was a highway that brought millions of travelers through this city.
There were many travel lodges, many restaurants to accommodate the tourists in Holbrook because most of them come to visit the Petrified Forest. So when it got bypassed, it really harmed Holbrook. Holbrook went through quite an economic slump.
Emily Wheeler says just as quick as Route 66 brought the town to life, the I-40 bypass began to shut businesses down. Interestingly, it was a movie that may have given the old route through town its resurgence today.
We had the resurgence due to the movie Cars, because we not only have Route 66, but we also have one of the three remaining wigwam hotels. And that brings in a lot of people to travel the old Route 66 to see the wigwams, which in the movie Cars is the Cozy Cones.
One of the restaurants still catering to passing tourists is Joe and Aggie's Cafe. Stephen Gallegos says the movie Cars made a big difference. But perhaps the real difference maker are some travelers who are very far from home.
There's, I believe, 7 or 8 Route 66 associations in Europe and one in Japan. And they love Route 66. So our tours of the summer are just crazy. We had one yesterday from Austria that were 65 individuals that had motorcycles and cars coming through.
It's a place enjoyed by all ages from many countries around the globe. All traveling the Mother Road. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.